妹们早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我已经好几次跟我们领唱的这个服事团队反映过了。
I have already said several times, to our worship team.
我说，如果他们有需要我的地方，我非常愿意加入他们。
I said, if they need me, I would be more than willing.
那到现在邀请还没来。
I'm happy to join them, but their invitation.Hasn't been extended.
本来刚刚可能就借机会在这边开始唱了。弟兄姐妹，我们每年到了十二月的时候，心里面总是会有一种愉悦。
Brothers and sisters, every time when December arrives, we cannot help but feel full of joy in our hearts.
因为我们知道是圣诞节。
Because we know this is a Christmas time.
今天在我们现场跟我们一起聚会的弟兄姐妹们，你们就看到教会的整个聚会所呢，我们的这个就布置的非常的有过节的气氛。
So everyone who's now in the sanctuary will see clearly that our church is full of joy and.Christmas, full of Christmas atmosphere with all the decorations.
今天没有机会来，下周欢迎你来跟我们一起享受这个过节的气氛。
So if you didn't get chance to join us today physically in the sanctuary, you are more than welcome to join us next week physically in the sanctuary.
那我们都很喜欢圣诞节的这个节气。
We all like very much.This Christmas season.
因为我们知道气氛很好。
Because we know, we like the atmosphere.
这个家家户户张灯结彩。
So every household, they just put up all kinds of Christmas decorations.
你去那个商场，你去这个游乐园，你就看到，哎呀，装饰的非常的亮，明亮闪烁。就然后你看到人群，心里面好像就觉得兴奋起来。
And if you go to stores, shopping centers, and so on, and you will see all the decorations and all the lights, and you are full of joy, and so are people around you.
那为什么在圣诞节的这个节期呢？大家心里面会有这种向往，要有这种愉悦的心情。
So why is that? During the Christmas time, especially, people have joy and people are all looking forward to the coming of this season.
是因为孩子有假期吗
？Is it because children will then have holidays?
是有机会。从工作上面能够有几周的时间可以放假，然后呢可以跟亲人可以跟朋友在一起，然后可以吃可以喝可以玩吗
？And is it just because we can get off from work for a period of time and there will be family reunions and we can eat and drink to extravagantly with our friends, families, and so on.
然后可以去消费吗？便宜廉价的买呀，已经过去一年想要买的东西。
And is it because we can buy things that are on sale?
我们这个愉悦、这个兴奋的心情和气氛，是因为商人营造出来的气氛吗？
So, is the feeling that we have, our joys, our excitement, our happiness, and so on, is it because of the, is a kind of atmosphere produced or made by, intentionally by business?
当然有这个成分。
Of course, this is one of the factors.
但是同样也是有我们人或者是在这个社会上面向往要有这种什么愉悦、满足、喜乐的感觉，所以我们在营造这个气氛。
But it is also a part of human nature that we look forward to having joy, excitement, this kind of feeling that we sort of deliberately make this atmosphere happen.
我们说了，今天我们在教会的大堂里面可以看到这些的布置，然后呢，心里面也就觉得很温暖，有过节的感受。
So for example, now we can see all the decorations in a sanctuary, and we cannot help but feel warm, feel satisfied, and feel happy.
那是说教会要营造出一种好像喜乐过节的气氛吗？
Can we then say a church deliberately makes the, this thing so that we can all feel joy or happiness?
不是的。
The answer is no.
弟兄姐妹，圣诞节之所以会带给我们这种喜乐、满足和平安的气氛，弟兄姐妹，是因为主耶稣基督。
Dear brothers and sisters, the very reason why Christmas can bring us joy, satisfaction, peace, and happiness, this is all because of Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹，教会不是在营造气氛。
So, brothers and sisters, the church is not deliberately or intentionally or artificially to make this atmosphere.
世人需要营造。
Maybe people in the world, non-believers, they need to do it.
但是教会不需要营造。
But a church does not have to do it artificially or deliberately in order to have this atmosphere.
弟兄姐妹，我们在教会当中所呈现的是我们反映出在我们生命当中有实际的平安，有实际的喜乐，有实际的盼望。
What is shown outward in church is actually is a reflection of our inner state that we are full of joy, peace, and hope.
因为神在主耶稣基督里面所赐给我们的生命、盼望和平安，弟兄姐妹，所以属神的儿女聚在一起的时候，我们可以庆祝主耶稣基督。
Because what Jesus Christ has given to his children, peace, joy, hope, life, satisfaction. Because of that, so when brothers and sisters gather together, we spontaneously, we just have that feelings.
刚刚 Peter 弟兄分享了坐计程车的时候，世界在问，不知道张灯结彩在过什么，圣诞在庆祝什么。
As our chairperson Peter just said, when he was in taxi and taxi driver asked, what is for all these Christmas decorations?
今天全球的人都在庆祝圣诞。
So now everybody in the world, they all celebrate Christmas.
我认识朋友是佛教徒的，他们也庆祝圣诞。
I know people who are Buddhists, but they also celebrate Christmas.
我认识反对基督教、恨恶圣经和基督徒的人在庆祝圣诞。
I know people who oppose Christianity, who oppose Jesus Christ, but they also are celebrating Christmas.
因为他不知道圣诞是圣子的诞辰。
Because they don't know, Christmas means the birth of a Christ.
他们要气氛。
They want the atmosphere.
他们要消费。
They want to spend money.
他们要娱乐。
They want to have entertainment.
他要有家人和朋友的相聚。
They want to be together with families and friends.
但他不要耶稣。
But they don't want Jesus Christ.
可是当你跟他指出来说，你知道圣诞节就是耶稣的诞辰，你在庆祝耶稣，知道吗？
when you pointed out to them that Christmas means refers to the birth of Savior Jesus Christ.
他就说我不要基督，我不要耶稣。
And you are celebrating the birth of Savior Jesus Christ. Do you know? But they say no, I don't want a Savior Jesus Christ.
所以现在我不庆祝圣诞了。So
now I am not going to celebrate Christmas anymore.
所以现在圣诞不要叫圣诞。So
now we should not call it Christmas.
既然你跟我说圣诞跟耶稣有关，我不叫圣诞了，我们就说佳节愉快。So
given that you just told me Christmas is actually about the birth of Jesus Christ, then I'm not going to call it Christmas. I'm going to call it just a happy holidays.
但是弟兄姐妹，如果把耶稣从人的生命当中移除，我们能够有真正的平安、真正的喜乐、盼望吗？
But brothers and sisters, if we exclude Jesus Christ from the lives of human beings, do we have true, do we still have true peace, happy, joy, and hope?
我们来读路加福音第二章。
So let's turn to a Bible passage, Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章第十一节。
Verse 11.
这是讲到天使在伯利恒城外的野地里对牧羊人所说的话。
This passage is about angels speaking to shepherds in the wilderness.
这牧羊人他们是在夜间在看守羊群的。
So the set the location is Bethlehem. These shepherds kept watch over their flocks during at night.
然后呢，第九节告诉我们说，突然间这个主的使者啊。 就站在他们的旁边，然后主的荣光四面照着他们。那牧羊的人当然就很惧怕啦。可是呢，天使就对他们说：“不要惧怕，因为我要报给你们的是大喜的信息，是关乎万民的。因为今天在大卫的城里要为你们生了救主，就是主基督。”
Verses 9, 10, and 11. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord."
弟兄姐妹，为什么在大卫的城里生了一个主基督，是大喜的信息？
So, brothers and sisters, why is it that a baby was born in the city of David? This is a quote unquote a great a news a good news of great joy.
大卫的城就是伯利恒。
The city of David is the other name of Bethlehem.
弟兄姐妹，我们有需要一点了解，在当时的以色列人两千年前啊，住在这个伯利恒这边的以色列人，他们所面对的环境是什么样的一个环境
？Brothers and sisters, we need to have a little understanding of the background for a people living in Bethlehem about 2,000 years ago.
当时的 犹太人, 他们是受到罗马帝国的统治。
At that time, the Jews were ruled by Romans in Roman Empire.
罗马帝国是当时最富庶、最强盛的一个国家。
Roman Empire was at the time the most prosperous and the strongest power in the world.
因为他的经济，因为他的军力的强盛，他带给他们所统治的这些土地人民带来一定程度的安全。
Because the great economic and military strength of Roman Empire, so it brought to the people under its rule a certain degree of safety and security.
表面上是有生活生命上面的一种保全。
On the surface, there is a certain degree of protection of their life.
但是事实上，对当时的犹太人，或甚至在罗马帝国统治之下的这些人来说
，But in fact, for people under, including the Jews under the rulership of Roman Empire.
你在环境和在表面上面所得到的这种和平或安全是要有代价的。
The superficial peace and prosperity given by the government was given at the cost of a certain price.
因为人民本身是得不到他们在经济物质上面最大的利益。
Because a people themselves could not receive the greatest financial or economic benefits.
你努力，你辛苦，你得到的，你赚的钱和得到的物质是要怎么样？你要纳税给统治你的人。
So, you work hard, and you received benefits. But you have to pay taxes to the people who rules you.
这不只是罗马的统治者，包括犹太人，因为巴结了罗马人而成为犹太人的首领的这些人，是为了中保自己的私囊而从中剥削他的人民。
So the ruling class not only includes Romans, but also includes the Jews who have some affiliation with Romans. They try to gain to have personal gain at the cost of their other Jewish people.
他们在生活上面事实上是辛苦的。
So actually they those people led a life full of hardships.
在政治在经济上面没有自主权。
Politically and economically they could not have things of their own.
在宗教信仰上面又受到当时的宗教领袖的控制，而当时犹太人的宗教的领袖已经是走人的道路，而不是走神的道路的这些假冒为善的人。
And in terms of religious beliefs, they were under the control of religious people, and those people were not walking on God's ways, but walking on.In human ways.
但是弟兄姐妹，但是对那真正认识神的人来说，
However, for those who truly knew God,
他们心里面总是在盼望神所要赐给他们那位拯救他们大有能力有权柄带领属神的子民走出这样子一个表面上是安全但是呢，事实上是在被奴役的当中，在剥削的当中的这种苦难的生活当中，能够被拯救出来的这位救主。
They always have the hearts to look forward to the coming of a savior who can rescue the oppressed people from all the oppressions.
因为他们知道神应许给属神的子民将会有一位救主，就是将他们真正的带入到神全能的统治、神美好的供应和神完全的恩典的呵护之下，而进入到神的国度。
Because they know their God will one day bring them out of all the oppressions and lead them into what their God has promised, an environment of protection, provisions, peace, security, and hope.
弟兄姐妹，他们当时所面的环境跟我们今天所面的环境有非常相似之处。
So the environment they were in was very similar to ours today.
你说我们今天过的生活，我们在表面上面，我们是好像在物质、在这个经济上面、在安全上面，我们有一定程度的丰富。
So like nowadays the lives that we lead, superficially or from materialistic point of view, we have lots of material possessions, we have a certain degree of security, safety, and on the surface, we lead a relatively affluent life.
为什么说表面上?
Why I call it superficially or on the surface?
两年前,这个疫情发生。
2 years ago,there was an outbreak of the pandemic.
新冠病毒全球蔓延。
And COVID-19 very rapidly swept throughout the entire world.
如果你懂得投资呢，你当时很多的你的这个财务，你是放在这个股票市场，或者是这个这个金融的这个市场当中。
So if you know how to invest, then you may have put a lot of money in stock market.
就一个小小的病毒一来啊，你所有的这个财务减半。
But with the coming of the COVID-19, the pandemic, then you lost almost half of your assets.
但是你现在快要两年过去了。
Now, about 2 years, have gone by.
奇怪的是，股票市场不但没有低迷，而且是冲刺的比过去还更强。
It is curious that the stock market is not only went down, but is going up.
所以你如果现在有股票，你有投资，你心里面很高兴，可是你整天就在担心的，什么时候那个会再跌？
So if you have investments, then you may be have a lot of gains and you are happy, but at the same time, you might be worried when the stock market will get down.
疫苗出来，你心里面高兴，哇，股票要涨了。
So when vaccines came out, you were very happy because it means the stocks will go up.
Delta 一来，你心里面就沉下去。
But when Delta happened, then you were at a low because you were afraid that the stocks will went down.
这个 booster 的加强针出来了，你心里面又高兴。
So you are happy when the booster came out.
那你就在等下一个什么事情会发生？就 Omicron 来了，你心里面又一层。
Then when Omicron came, then you were down.
你如果投资电子这个电池的汽车，或者是你投资这个 Bitcoin 比特币。Bitcoin and electric vehicles.
Okay.
If you had invested in them, 你现在是高兴得不得了，哇，你是大富翁啊。
Then you might be very happy now because you have investments in those areas.
那你现在还没投资，你现在也投资不下去，因为太贵了。
But if you haven't invested money in those areas, you won't do it now because it's the price is up and it's too much expensive. But you know, all of these are just superficial, and it could disappear very soon.
Bubbles.
Yeah.
我要问一下我们懂财务的这个弟兄，确定是 bubble。弟兄姐妹，我们在今天对我们的物质和我们的经济上面，事实上是不稳定的。
So, brothers and sisters, our materialistic or financial condition actually is very unsteady.
我们的健康，我也不用多讲了，大家都是心知肚明的。我们现在的社会，先进的现代社会，医疗是很常见的，可是现在大家心里怕的是什么？
So, as far as our health goes, I don't need to say a lot because everyone knows. Even though we have now very advanced medical technology, but what we are most afraid of?
Yeah, exactly. We are so advanced in our medicine and our technology, but what is everybody afraid of with respect to health? 那你说这世界上面今天有侵略，有这个侵略性的国家在蠢蠢欲动。
So, nowadays in the world, some countries who are more aggressive in nature, they are trying to do something.
美国现在虽然没有受到外在的国家的攻击，但是为什么军力要一直保持得这么强盛？就是在准备受到攻击或需要去世界各地要去维护所谓的和平。
Although the United States is not facing any attack from any outside forces, but the very reason that the country needs to maintain a certain level of military strength, that's because in case that when other countries attack the United States, it has the power of self-defending itself.
表面上我们有安全，表面上我们有丰富弟兄姐妹，但是实质上我们没有。
So on the surface, we have a certain security and safety. We have certain prosperity, but actually we have nothing.
美国每次选总统的时候，总希望能够选出一个救世主来。
Every time when it came to presidential elections in the United States, people would like to find a president who can act like a savior.
Yeah, 我觉得以前不是如此。
I think it was not like this years ago.
但是选奥巴马的时候，就是要把他选成一个弥赛亚救世主一样。
But when during the year when Obama was in the election, people's feeling is that they want to find a president who can act like a Messiah, savior.
Obama 一来了，你就得救了。
So if Obama comes, then you are saved.
选 Trump 的时候也是一样，他选一个救世主。
So it was like this.When people elected Trump, then it seems that they have found a savior.
Trump 一来了，美国就会更强了。
Because they felt that when Trump arrived, then United States would become strong again.
选了 Biden 也是盼望他能够拯救这个国家和这个世界。
And people elected Biden with the hope that he can save this country and he can save even the world.
所以今天他受到谴责苛责，就是他做的不够，做的不够好。
So today he is under fire because people think he is not good enough.For his position.
人在当我们看见我们自己有需要，不但是社会上面有需要，当我们自己的生活生命上面有需要的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们要去找救主。
It's human nature that when people see their own needs and wants, maybe individual personal needs and wants, and maybe social needs and wants, then very naturally they would just go ahead and look for a savior.
所以当时这些上夜班，我就说他叫做上夜班的牧羊人啊。
So at that time, the shepherds who kept watch,
they're the shepherds who have the graveyard shift, right?
Yeah.
他们知道他们的情形。
They knew their situations.
所以当天使神的使者向他们说，这位神所应许的救主基督要来的时候，弟兄姐妹，这是大喜的信息。
So when the angel said to them that the one who God has promised to come to be the savior for you all, so indeed for them this is a good news of great joy.
因为他是那位真正能够符合我们一切需要的救主。
Because he's the one who can fulfill all our expectations of what a savior ought to be.
而当他们听见天使对他们说话的时候，他们知道这位救主是谁。
So when they after they heard what the savior had said to them, they knew who this savior was.
因为七百年前先知以赛亚已经说了这位救主是谁。
Because 700 years earlier, Prophet Isaiah had already told them.
他们所等待的那位神所赐的完全的救主要来临了。
So the Savior who is given by God, who is a perfect one to save them as promised by Isaiah, is now finally,
这位救主是谁呢
？Coming, and who is this savior?
以赛亚书第九章第六节。
Is recorded in Isaiah chapter 9.
以赛亚第九章第六节。
Chapter 9 verse
3. 第九章第六节 verse 6.
Verse 6.
神借着先知以赛亚对当时在患难中的这些神的儿女他说啊，有一个婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他的名称为奇妙的策士，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
So God said to his people who's been oppressed through the prophetFor to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
将有一婴孩是为我们而生。
There will be a child born for us.
天使对牧羊人就是说的
So,
大好的信息就是主耶稣基督今天是一个婴孩的样式在马槽里会被你看见。
So the angel said to shepherds, this is a good news of great joy, that is Jesus Christ in the form of a baby boy will be seen by you in the manger.
这个婴孩弟兄姐妹不是一般的婴孩。
But this baby is not an ordinary baby.
这个婴孩是神的儿子。
He is the son of God.
那以赛亚书第九章第六节讲得很清楚。
It's clearly said in Isaiah 9:6.
找刘长老跟我很喜欢的一位很被神重用的牧师叫 Tony Evans。
Tony Iden is the pastor whom both Pastor Alex and I liked and respect very much.
为什么神的话告诉我们说有一个婴孩为我们而生，但是那个儿子却是赐给我们的呢？
Why is it God says to us a child is born for us?
因为在这个婴孩还未出生之前，神的儿子就是已经存在的。
So in verse 6, a child is born to us, but to us a son is given. So why we have a child and a son? Because before the child was born, the son already existed.
弟兄姐妹，我们的神是三位一体的神，圣父、圣子、圣灵，三位一体的神。
So our God is one God with three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit.
约翰福音第一章里面就要告诉我们说，这个万物是借着主耶稣基督而造的。
John, the Gospel John chapter 1 tells us all creations were made through Jesus Christ.
凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
So every creations and all creations were made by none but him.
神的儿子在世界创造的起初就是与父神同工造人。
So from the very beginning, before the beginning of time, when God created a universe, Jesus Christ worked together with Holy Father to create create a world,
a
universe, including human beings.
他是亘古之神。
So as we just sang, the hymn says, He's the ancient
of days. 他是无始无终，是超越时空的神。
He has no beginning, he has no end. He transcends all space and time.
神来到这个世上，以一个婴孩的身份成为了人，来到这个世上。
So a God came to this world in human form, in the form of a baby.
因为他要指引我们回到神的爱的当中。
Because he wants to lead us, to direct us to go back to the love of God.
主耶稣基督是道路，是真理，是生命。
Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, the life.
而神将他的儿子赐给我们。
And God gives us his son.
他降世为人，成为你我的样式，弟兄姐妹朋友们，所以他可以替我们担待我们的罪。
He came down to the world, just like you and like me in human form, so that he can bear all our sins and iniquities.
耶稣基督降世成为人，弟兄姐妹，他的出生是大喜的信息，不是只是因为哦，好可爱，有一个新生命出生了，这个婴儿好可爱，我们都是很替他高兴。
So Jesus Christ, came to the world, and this is certainly a good news, but it has been a good news of great joy. It's not just because this is a cute, adorable baby, and we are all happy for the birth of a baby.
当神的时间到的时候，
when God's appointed time arrives,
神来到这世上，
God himself came down to the world.
他成为人的样式。
He became a flesh. He became a human.
因为他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
也就是因着他要能够为你我承担我们的罪。
And it is only through the fact that he was about to bear all the sins and iniquities of you and us.
他要为我们解决罪的问题，使我们面对的不再是死亡，而是生命。
He wants to resolve for us the, all the problems caused by sins so that we no longer need to face death and destruction.
可是他不是只是一个好好人。
But this Savior is by no means just a so-called good person.
Yeah, good and a nice giving
person. A nice
person,
yeah.
他不是只是说、啊、你有罪然后你会死那我就替你担负你的罪然后我替你去死我就是这样一个很谦和的老好人
He is not just a simple a good and nice person Oh, you are doomed to death because of your sins Now I can bear all your sins and iniquities so that you don't have to die
我接待你到天堂来我带着你我们 走到天堂里面去
And I justbring you, receive you into heaven, and I'll bring you there.
弟兄姐妹，主耶稣基督是政权担在他肩头上面的一位君王。
Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is a king who governs the world.
That the government rests upon his shoulders. 弟兄姐妹，他是有权柄有能力有身份的一位神
He is a God who has power who has authority who has abilities and who has a very honored position
没有能力没有权柄的弟兄姐妹不能拯救我们是不是
No one without power or cannot save us can save us
而我们的救主耶稣弟兄姐妹圣经告诉我们说他的名称为奇妙的策士全能的神永在的父和和平的君
So Jesus Christ as the Bible tells us is a wonderful counselor is an almighty God is an everlasting father and a prince of peace
弟兄姐妹不错主耶稣基督是这个世界宇宙的神和主宰。
Yes, Jesus Christ, is the owner, the ruler of all the universe.
当他再来的日子，属于他的儿女都将能够进入他那永永远远和平完美的国度。
So when he comes again, all those who belong to him will.Enter a kingdom that has peace
and prosperity.
And prosperity.
所以他是策士，是神，是父，是君。
So he is a counselor. He is God. He is Father, and he is a king.
可是弟兄姐妹，当我们今天我们在思想圣诞的意义的时候
，But today when we are thinking about the true meaning of Christmas.
我更想要弟兄姐妹，让我们能够一起来看到主耶稣基督在你我个人的生命当中，他是如何的做测试，如何的做神，如何的做父，如何的做君。
I would like the most. I would like to have all of us to see how Jesus Christ in our personal lives, how he's a counselor, a God, a father, and a king. Yeah.
在有一些旧的圣经的翻译把奇妙和测试分开，这个是不准确的。
In some old translations of the Bible, they separate wise, counselor,
wonderful.
A wonderful counselor. They separate.
他们说耶稣既是称为奇妙又是称为测试这个是不准确的它是奇妙的测试
so, According to them Jesus Christ is both a wonderful and a counselor and this is incorrect He is actually a wonderful counselor
弟兄姐妹测试就是能够赐给我们智慧的建议维护我们帮助我们的一位
So what it means by counselor counselor means the one who can give us wisdom who can protect us who can help us
为什么主耶稣基督在约翰福音第十四章他要离世之前他这样子对门徒说
Why Jesus Christ said to this before he returned to heaven?
他说我将要回去我父那里。
In Luke, he said, I'm going to go back to my father, where my
father is. 但是将有另外一位保惠师与你们同在直到永远。
But I will send you another counselor who will be with you.
你知道这个保惠师就是测试。
Do you know this counselor is counselor.
Yeah, the other counselor in the New Testament in John, as Jesus says, is the same as the counselor here. 一个保惠师弟兄姐妹就是一位什么他能够替我们说话能够代表我们。
So a counselor is the one who can speak for us, speak on behalf of us.
他是可以给我们有智慧的指引。
Who can give us wise directions, wise leadings.
在我们自己拿不定主意，在我们自己惶恐的时候，我们可以依靠的这位帮助。
When we cannot make up our own mind, when we are in fear, we can rely on or depend on this counselor.
他这里为什么他是奇妙的测试？因为弟兄姐妹，他的奇妙是神的奇妙。
Why he say?Quote unquote wonderful counselor, because this wonderfulness comes from the fact that he is God.
他是一个全能、全知、全在的神。
He is a all-knowing, all-present, and all-seeing God.
他看事情是没有一个死角的。
There's no blind spots whatsoever when he.Sees or judge things.
他的智慧是无尽的。
His wisdom is endless, is boundless.
弟兄姐妹，当我们在跟我们的主在相交，当我们去依靠他的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们靠得住，因为他是奇妙的测试。
So brothers and sisters, when we communion with our God, when we pray to Him, we can.Trust him because he is a wonderful counselor.
当我们寻求他的时候，弟兄姐妹，他就被我们寻见。
When we seek him, he will be found by us.
弟兄姐妹，他同时，主耶稣基督是全能的神。
At the same time, Jesus Christ is a almighty God.
弟兄姐妹，在我们的生活上面
，in our personal lives.
人的能力有高有低的。
There's a difference in people's ability.
但是你不论能力高低，我们都是有缺乏的，我们都是有限度的。
But regardless of how able we are or how capable we are, we still have areas where which falls short.
那当我们自己碰到我们的极限，弟兄姐妹，当我们遇见我们自己所解决不了的事的时候，我们能够去哪里找到救主？就是全能的神。
So when we come to a problems where we cannot solve ourselves, where we go to our Savior.
身体健康上面的需要。
It can be a health issues.
生活家庭关系的需要。
Or relationships in families.
孩子的养育的需要。
Or the raising of children.
工作经济上面的需要。
Or needs jobs for jobs.
身份。
Or at work, in workplace.
我们的身份，我们未来的梦想，我们这一切的需要，我们靠谁
？So our all kinds of aspirations or hopes, all the needs and wants, we go to our Savior for help.
常常我们靠自己，然后我们去靠人。
often we would depend on ourselves or depend on people.
靠自己不是大喜的信息，靠别人也常常没有什么好的后果。但是弟兄姐妹，我们靠的是全能的神，你就看见这是最好的信息了。
So, ourselves or people are not actually not fully reliable. This is not a good news of great joy. The good news of great joy comes from our God.
Yeah, our Almighty God.
Almighty God.
因为弟兄姐妹，我们是有极限的，因为我们是软弱的，弟兄姐妹。
Because,
所以神的全能，弟兄姐妹，在我们的生命当中是值得我们依靠，也是值得我们去经历的。
Because we have our own limitations, and but God, so God is the one we can rely on.
为什么说耶稣也是永在的父呢？
But why is it that Jesus Christ is also an everlasting Father?
你说他不是子吗？怎么又变父了呢？
Did you just said he's a son? So why now he's a father?
弟兄姐妹，这里不是说他又是圣子又是圣父，他是以子的身份，但是他是你我的父。
So brothers and sisters, here it does not mean that Jesus Christ is both the Holy Father and the Holy Son. It means that for us, He is our Father.
父亲，弟兄姐妹，父亲所代表的是什么？
So what does a father represent?
父亲是那位在爱的当中供应我们的。
Father is the one who provides for us. With love and in love.
父亲是那位在爱的当中保护我们的。
The Father is the one who protects us with love and in love.
父亲是那位他的眼目永远是放在他的儿女的身上的。
Father is the one who always at all times keep watch over his children.
你知道我常常喜欢看我的孩子。
I like to watch to see my children.
有时候呢，坐在那边吃饭，今天早上就有，我就开始看我一个孩子。
So today, like this morning, when we had a breakfast, look at one of my children.
Yeah, I have five that I just take turn looking at them. 我有五个孩子，我不只看一个而已。那这样不行，这样偏心，只看一个。我有五个都看，但是我轮流看。那每次看孩子的时候，你当然知道嘛。那老爸没事在那边瞪着我干嘛？你看什么
？So I look at each and every one of my five children one by one. So a child, when I look at him or her, he would feel uneasy.
Yeah, they will say, "What are you looking at?
What?
Yeah. What are you looking at, Dad?" I said, "Looking at you, kid." 我说我去看你啊，我爱看你不行吗？你是我的孩子，我不能看一下吗
？So I just love looking at you. You are my child.
你知道我跟 Cindy 刚认识的那年啊。
When Cindy and I first knew each other.
Yeah, 那时候我们参加一个教会的春令退休会。
At that time we were attending a spring retreat of our church.
那因为刚认识。所以呢，就很喜欢在一起讲话，讲不完的话。
Because we just got to know each other, so we often talk a lot.
天没亮呢，就要一起去做晨更，然后晨更完了，就在那边绕着这个营地这样走走走，也不知道在讲什么，反正讲不完的话。
So in very early morning, we attended the devotional, and then after that, we walked around and we talked. Yeah.
吃完饭了，聚会之前有点时间，又在那边走路讲话。
So after a breakfast, before meetings, and we talked again.
然后聚会完了呢，分小组完了，我们又走路讲话。
So after the meeting was over, and we talked again.
吃完饭，下午有自由时间，你猜我们在做什么
？So after lunch, during free time.
又是走路讲话。
So we all we walk and talking.
然后啊，就 Cindy 跟我讲， 你知道我爸都一直在看着我们。
Cindy said that, you know, my dad was paying.
He's always looking at us.
Looking at us.
我说不会吧，哪有啊？
And I didn't believe her.
就第二天我们就玩了一个游戏。
So the second day, we play a game.
不论我们在哪里，我们那是在山上的营地啊，很漂亮的地方，对不对？与大自然在一起，然后我们就玩一个游戏，就是爸爸在哪里。
So it's in the mountain, a very beautiful place. So we play the game, to find Cindy's father, to look for where he is.
长话短说，这位爱女儿的爸爸，他的眼目总是不离开他的身上。
So a long story is short. In one word, this father who loves his daughter so much, he always kept watch over her.
对，父亲当然在爱当中要保护他的女儿，是不是？
Of course, a father in love would always try to protect his children.
我每次看我的孩子的时候，我就记得我岳父的他这个给我的榜样。
So whenever I look at my child, I just remember the good example that my father-in-law sets for me.
弟兄姐妹，一个父亲当他爱他的孩子的时候，他的眼目总是不离开他们的身上，因为在他的爱的当中，他是给他们供应，是给他们保护的。
So brothers and sisters, when a father loves his children, he will always keep his eyes over his children, will never leave them, because he's the one who protects him, who provides for his children.
历代志下第十六章第九节这样说。
In Second Chronicles, chapter 16,
verse 9.
Verse 9.
历代志下十六章第九节说，耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能帮助向他心存诚实的人。
So Two Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to give strong support to those whose heart is blameless towards him.
弟兄姐妹，当我们在我们爱我们的完美的神的面前的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们知道我们永远都是在他的眼目的呵护照顾和供应之下。
So brothers and sisters, when we are in the presence of our perfect God Father, his eyes always run to and fro to take care of us,
他的供应,
to support us.
他的供应, 他的保护, 他的爱, 弟兄姐妹, 不是暂时的, 不是一时三刻的。
His protection, his provisions, and his love is not just for temporary.
因为他是永在的父。
Because he is the everlasting Father.
所以他的保护、他的供应和他的爱，弟兄姐妹，是永在的。
So his protection, his provision, and his love is always there, is endless.
弟兄姐妹，我觉得最美、最美的耶稣的名就是和平之君。
But brothers and sisters, I think the most beautiful among the four names of Jesus Christ is that he is the Prince of Peace.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天讲的不只是在这个世界和社会上面的和平而已。
Today we are, when we talk about peace, we do not mean narrowly just the peace in this world or in this society.
对，我们盼望这个世界、这个社会上面有和平是不错的。
Yes, it is true that we hope there will be a peace for this world, for the society.
弟兄姐妹，我们更盼望的是不是自己？我们在我们的家庭和我们的 人与人之间的关系当中，我们是能够有真正的和平。
But we also hope, even more so, that there's a peace between among people in our interpersonal relationships.
甚至我相信，我们很多人现在也发现了，我们更需要的是我们自己要与自己有一个和平。
And even I believe some of us have already found this. We need to be at peace with ourselves.
外表上面，表面上面可能有一定程度的和平和平安，弟兄姐妹。但是真正我们关注的是什么？是我们家庭里面，我们与我们相爱的人，我们与我们自己能够有真正的这种和平。
So, maybe on the surface there's a certain degree of peace, but what we care most is whether or not we have a true peace, perfect peace, with ourselves, with our families, with people around us. Why is that we cannot get peace? I don't know if you ever thought about this question.
We do not have peace because our ability is not enough.
Do not have peace. We cannot obtain the full peace, perfect peace, because we don't have enough abilities.
我们无法控制自己。
We cannot control ourselves.
我们无法控制别人。
We cannot control other people.
我们无法控制社会。
We cannot control society.
我们无法控制世界。
We cannot control the world.
今天世界上面有人在尝试啊。
Today, in the world, there are people.Who are trying to achieve peace?
你有没有尝试控制自己？
Have you ever tried to control yourselves?
对不对？要给自己一点平安嘛，要控制自己啊。你有没有尝试过控制别人？
Have you ever tried to control other people?
那你有问题，就是他的问题嘛。好好控制那个人，那你就这边就平安就没事了嘛。
Because,
问题他不让你控制啊。
Because you would think that if you want to have peace, then we can control other people, then there will be a peace. But the problem is that the other people won't be controlled by us.
今天在社会上面，无论是政治
society,
或者是商业社会上面的领袖，不就在控制吗？
In politics or in business, those leaders, and they are trying to control us.
那能力越大的，他控制力越大，是不是？
The more capable one is, the greater his controlling power.
当他的能力够强，他愿意去控制的时候，他就要带给世界和平。
When he is strong enough, he has the ability to control, then he can bring peace to the world.
我有军事，我有财力，我有影响力，我来带给世界和平，全部统一。
So I have a military power. I have great military power, economic power, a financial power. And so on. I can bring the peace to the whole world.
你敢跟这样的人吗？
啊？
你敢跟这样子的人吗？
Do you dare to follow this kind of people?
这世界上哪一个人说我能力够强，我军力，我财力，我影响力够强，你们来跟我，我统一世界，那种人你一看到你就怕了。
If there's ever one person who said, I have enough military power, financial power, and influential power. You just follow me, then you will be afraid of this kind of people.
只要是人就有罪，只要是人就有不足之处。
Because,
你知道这样的人是不能跟的。
Because as long as he is a human being, then he must have sins. He must have areas where it's lacking.And it's not safe to follow him.
你不但不能跟，你会害怕。
You not only do not want to follow this kind of person. Actually, you will fear, afraid of this kind of person.
你要去抵制。
You want to resist against him.
但是弟兄姐妹，主耶稣基督是和平的君。
But brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is Prince.Of peace.
因为政权是担在他肩头上的。
Because he carried on his shoulder the government.
他是一个无罪的、公义的、圣洁的神。
He is a sinless, he is a righteous and God.
他是,
and holy God.
他是有全能的,
and he is almighty.
他是蛮有智慧的,
he is full of wisdom.
他同时不但是一个公义的, 这个神, 他同时是一个蛮有怜悯, 蛮有恩慈的神。
So he is a righteous king, he is a holy king, but at the same time, he is full of love and compassion.
在他完全的能力和权柄之下, 弟兄姐妹, 他为了爱我们,
in his complete, full and perfect power, he loved us.
他从天上的宝座走下来,
so he gives up his throne in heaven.
他走,
he comes down to the world.
He
comes among us.
他担负你我的罪,
he bears all our sins.
他不只是说爱, 他向我们显明他的爱。
He does not just say he loves us. He actually manifests to us his love for us.
因为他有能力,
because he has a power, ability. Because he has a power,
他能够战胜这世上任何一切的罪恶祸乱。
He can overcome every and all sins and disasters.
撒旦魔鬼最后将要被击败，要被送到火湖之中。
Satan the devil will eventually be defeated.
这世上所有一切的罪恶、恨恶和伤害将要被抹灭。
And at that time, all the sins, all the hurtings, all the sufferings would be removed.
你我做不到的弟兄姐妹, 他做得到。
What you and I cannot do, Jesus Christ can do.
当这世界走入了神的国度当中的时候, 弟兄姐妹, 他是带来和平的君。
So when this world enters into the kingdom of God, brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is the one who brings peace to the world. Brothers and sisters, this is why we celebrate Christmas. This is why we celebrate Jesus Christ. This is why we can worship Him. Because that baby was born for you and for me. Let's pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主耶稣基督，我们也要敬拜你。
Dear Jesus Christ, we also want to worship you.
在这圣诞的节期,
in this Christmas season,
主真的是只有拥有你救恩福气的人，真正的可以在此时此刻。 拥有喜乐、满足、平安、盼望的确信。
At this, indeed, it is only those who believe in you, who can experience, have all the peace, all the joy, all the satisfaction, and all the hope.
这个世界上面的人要喜乐。
People in this world, they want joy.
他们要平安,
they want peace.
他们要屏障,
they want something to depend on.
他们要安全,
they want safety, security.
可是世人到处寻找却是找不到。
But those people in the world, they looked for it everywhere, but they cannot find it.
但是神，你已经替我们预备了。However,
God, you have already prepared all of this for us.
神的儿子降世为人。Your
son came to the world as a human.
他以一个婴孩的样式呈现在我们的眼前。He
appears in the form of a baby, and he lives among us.
因为他是为我们而生的。
Because he was born for us.
他也是神你在爱的当中赐给我们的完全能够依靠的救主。
He is also the Savior that God, you in your love, gives to us that we can, rely on totally.
他是我们的盼望。
He is our hope.
因为主耶稣基督，你是我们奇妙的测试。
Because Jesus Christ is our wonderful counselor.
你是我们全能的神。
Is our almighty God.
是我们永在的父。
Is our everlasting Father.
并且是我们和平的君。
And is a king of peace.
求主你接纳我们在你面前的敬拜。
May you, accept our worship, before you.
愿你充满我们每一个人的生命和生活。
May you, fills, every, in our lives.
祷告奉主耶稣基督奇妙的名。
We pray in the precious and,
wonderful,
wonderful name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.